We studied projects that were a part of an initiative that's associated with the eGov Fund, and this is a fund that was established by the eGov Act of 2002 that was intended to promote better use of the Internet and improve federal agencies' performance and transparency, government performance and transparency. And this eGov Fund, we looked at it for fiscal year 2010, and there were $34 million appropriated to this fund during that year. And our objective was to identify the particular projects, and we found 16 projects within that were had been identified and were using the funding, and this was across six different investment areas that were aimed at improving federal IT innovation, citizen engagement, and access to federal data, that sort of thing.
Okay, so when you looked at these projects, you found that most were hitting the mark, or is this a matter of knowing how to measure your success and not being able to pull that part off?
I think from our perspective, the way we looked at it, we only looked at four projects in great detail.
Okay.
Among the 16, in the four that we looked at, they were in varying stages of progress, varying stages of maturity. From an overall finding standpoint, our critical concern was with more of the metrics that were being used. Each of these projects had specific goals that they were supporting, all aimed at improving government services for citizens, improving internal government operations, and improving opportunities for citizens to participate with the government. But what we found was that not always, and I think in all of the four cases, they did not always have their metrics identified for the specific goals that that particular project was intended to support.
So is that the dividing line between those that were more successful and those that were less successful, is having those metrics in place?
From overall standpoint, our position overall is that you have to have goals and metrics to be able to really measure the progress of a project and ultimately the results and outcomes from that project, which can equate into success. Now, in this case, we did not take a position to say that any one project was more successful than the other, although we did note, for example, that one initiative called data.gov, which is intended to provide public access to certain collections of information on specific topics, that project had made more progress in terms of meeting its goals. It did have more metrics in place. It was a more mature project, which we tend to find that the more mature a project is, the better the metrics can tend to be.
So is that part of the formula for success, is to just sort of try not to trip over the landmines as you grow and become a more mature project and maybe borrow best practices from others?
You definitely want to borrow best practices. You definitely want to have measures of performance. You want to have clearly defined goals, and you want to make sure that you're monitoring those regularly to make sure that you do have the necessary outcomes or the intended outcomes, I should say, from what you're seeking.
We are talking with Valerie Melvin, the Director of Information Management and Human Capital Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and we're learning more about their study of e-government. So when you see the different projects and how they're progressing, is there one big mistake that is made versus one big success that they actually achieve?
Our study wasn't designed to look specifically at what you asked, but I think, again, going back to the issue of having defined metrics, certainly in these cases, with the projects that were included in this fund, we do know that they intended to focus on certain aspects of collaboration, and we do know ultimately in the end they were not able to have some of that collaboration in place, and in the end, I think for fiscal year 2011, the budget for that fund was actually cut. So it did result in two projects being terminated, at least temporarily, because they did not, according to GSA and OMB, they did not have the necessary collaboration in place in addition to the resources to be able to carry those forward.
When you talk about the cutting of the funds, because the belt tightening is going on throughout the federal government, is that going to impact an agency's ability to put together those performance metrics, or is that something that is already baked in and they can they should already be able to do that?
I think they should already be able to do that. Having defined performance metrics in terms of having established goals and then measures or identifying what you want to measure against those goals, that should be an ongoing part of your overall planning and management. That's key to effective planning and management for any project. And while you may have to step back and reassess based on the resources that you're getting, if you're constrained in terms of funding in a particular year, those are nonetheless activities that should be ongoing and should, in fact, play a critical role in your being able to make more efficient and informed decisions regarding what you can do to either save or, in this case, perhaps have to delay or terminate a project.
And I see in your report that the main recommendation is that GSA ensure the performance metrics are aligned with the project goals for these ongoing eGov projects. And where does GSA stand with that? Is there a recommendation for how they should pull it off, or is it just simply this is what they should be doing?
Our recommendation was simply that they should do that. We saw across these four projects that they were, as I said, in various stages of having these metrics in place. So our recommendation was that they actually get them in place. We didn't study or recommend how they should do that, but we do think it's key that they do it. And GSA did agree with our recommendation and said that they would take steps to do that.
I find in a lot of the GAO reports, performance metrics always seems to crop up. This is a really important part of almost any equation. You have to be able to measure that.
That's absolutely correct. And it is a persistent problem, if you will, in terms of agencies being able to do that. You know, there are some agencies, you know, you'll see better results than others in terms of being able to have those metrics in place. But it's something that we stress in a lot of our work, in the majority of our work that's looking at where projects are, we are looking to see how effective they are in having those metrics to support their planning and management.